It's a warm, sunny day, and you're out relaxing by the local pool. You lounge on a deck chair, book in hand, sitting in the shade of a small building which houses the showers and the locker rooms. There's not many people out today, mostly kids from around the neighborhood. Several groups of children run and play around the pool, their inattentive mothers and babysitters standing nearby, more concerned with their own conversations than the little ones. You're trying to ignore the kids as well, but one in particular prevents you from focusing on your book. She's clearly a preteen girl, no older than 8 or 9, with short brown hair and a toned athletic body. She almost looks like a boy, her nearly flat chest and firm ass only hinting at the feminine curves she'll eventually develop. It's only her swimsuit that makes it clear she's a little girl. She's clad in a bright pink one piece, the smooth, glittery blend of polyester and spandex unmistakably designed for a cute preteen girl. Several Disney princesses pose across its surface, a pair of thin, elastic spaghetti straps keeping them pinned to her mostly flat chest. The girly swimsuit sports a frilly band of fabric around the waist that somewhat resembles a skirt, though it's far too short to hide anything, letting everyone see the triangle of fabric that hangs between her legs like a pair of panties. The adorable swimsuit wouldn't be that distracting, if not for the fact that it was clearly a couple of sizes too big. Every few moments, one of the thin, elastic shoulder straps would slide down her arm, briefly exposing one of the tomboy's pink preteen nipples. Even more distracting, though, was the swimsuit's crotch. It hung loosely between her legs, sagging with wetness every time she left the pool, which was often. The little girl kept going back to the diving board, walking past you each time she did, the bottom of her pink one piece swinging back and forth with each step, giving you peeks at the hairless baby pussy that it was supposed to keep hidden. It was too much for a pervert like you to resist, your eyes unable to look away from the teasing sight of a half-naked third-grade tomboy strutting about in a pretty pink swimsuit, flashing her most private areas as she giggled with her cute childish voice. You're so focused on her underage body that you don't even realize she started staring back at you. It's not until she abandons the diving board and starts walking straight towards you that you realize that you were being so blatant. "Hey there, mister," she says, standing over you with a sassy grin on her face, one hand planted on her slender waist. "I noticed you kept looking at me. Is it because of my swimsuit?" she asks, crossing her arms as she talks, shifting her weight from one foot to the other. Your eyes instinctively dart down as the pink fabric between her legs, as she does, the crotch shifting ever so slightly, giving you a peek at her puffy preteen mound. She grins wider at your reaction, holding back a giggle. "My daddy said this might happen. He's the one who told me to wear this. He thinks it makes me look super cute." Her hands come uncrossed as she pushes them sensually against her chest and slowly slides them down. "It's silky smooth and pink, just like me. And this frilly part looks kind of like a skirt, except it's way too short." She grabs the frilly band of the fabric, lifting it up. "I mean, if this were my skirt, you'd be able to see my panties." "You know, it's funny, mister. My mummy says it's naughty for little girls to show men their undies, but then she bought me this, and it just shows off as much as my panties do." The girl slides her hands down to her athletic preteen thighs. "I mean, you can see everything. My smooth, creamy legs, my cute little baby butt, even the outline of my little smooth 8-year-old pussy." The girl giggles louder at your reaction, her hips quivering slightly in excitement. "What's wrong, mister? You look all flustered. There's no need to be nervous. My daddy told me all about perverts like you. He said I should be super nice to them,
because most of the time they are just poor frustrated pedos with no little girls to shoot their gummies into. As you sit in some silence, the girl puts her hands behind her head and takes a step forward, her legs touching the side of your chair.
Is that true, mister? You don't have a cute daughter at home to help you drain your balls.
As you shake your head no, she starts rocking her hips gently.
Really? That sucks, mister. My daddy starts aching if he goes one day without fucking me. I bet yours hurt pretty bad, huh? Getting teased by all the little girls at the pool, their smooth kiddie cunnies hidden behind those cute swimsuits.
Here, mister, let me help. Then, without the slightest hesitation, the little girl hooks a finger into the crotch of her swimsuit and pulls the fabric to the side, completely exposing her hairless 8-year-old pussy. Despite her claims of daily sex from daddy, it looks as smooth and tight as any underage in, little more than a tiny slit in a mound of pale flesh.
Here you go, mister. You can stare at my preteen pussy all you want.
I don't mind. Kind of like it, actually. She blushes slightly as she brings her free hand to her face and begins nibbling on one of her fingers.
Gets me all wet and tingly, mister. Showing my cute little cunny to some dirty pervert. They always get so excited seeing a grade school pussy up close.
I can tell you're getting excited too.
Her eyes are transfixed on your bulging swimsuit.
Go ahead and take it out, she suggests, still gently swaying her hips.
As you slide your trunks down and reveal your hard cock to the slutty little girl in front of you, you notice her eyes glazing over with lust, her jaw loosening instinctively as her tongue flicks out to tease the finger on her lower lip.
Oh, fuck, she whispers, her hips rocking a little faster. Jerk it for me, mister. I want to see it.
The girl gasps slightly as you fulfill her request.
Oh yeah, that's it. Don't worry. No one can see you with me standing in the way. Looks like we're just having a chat. Nothing naughty. No one can tell that you're jerking off to a third grader's cunny. They might even think you're my daddy.
Oh wow, mister. Your dick really jumped when I said that.
You like it when I call you daddy?
I guess you can be my daddy then, at least for today. And I'll be your naughty little girl.
Your moans are enough of an answer for her, the slutty preteen grinning for a moment at your reaction.
I'm glad you like it. Now come on, daddy, jerk that cock for me. Show your baby girl how much you love seeing her smooth 8-year-old pussy.
She quivers more, her hand moving down from her lip to rub one of her tiny chest bumps, teasing her nipple through the swimsuit as she gets more excited.
Fuck, that's hot, daddy. I want it inside me so bad. Just thinking about it makes me so wet.
The hand on her nipple slides south, over her flat tummy and that pink microskirt to settle on her slit. Without a word, she begins rubbing herself, the girl's glistening finger coaxing her clitty out of its hiding spot, the tan tomboy rubbing that nub in steady circles as she watches you masturbate. The kiddie slut begins moaning in a low, lusty voice, trying to turn you on with sounds she knows from experience turn men on.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, that's it, daddy, yeah, don't stop.
Getting more worked up with each passing moment, a clear glaze of wetness forming on her inner thighs, the preteen's moans become more genuine as she continues to play with herself.
I need to get closer, daddy. Please, let me feel it. Your little girl wants to feel it, daddy.
She moans out as she raises a leg up onto your deck chair and pushes her hips forward, her breathing growing heavier as she brings her bare pussy right up to your throbbing cock. Her hips shake with lust as her puffy preteen cunt makes contact with your rock-hard dick, the smooth lips of her hairless slit feeling like soft, silky pillows as they caress the head of your cock.
Oh, yeah. Oh, oh, Daddy. So warm. Oh, yeah.
You can feel her wetness as she begins grinding her kiddie pussy across your sensitive dick. The little slut eagerly humping against you, occasionally pushing your tip against her pink folds, teasing you with the possibility of penetration.
Yeah, that's it, Daddy. Tease my little cunny with your big, nasty wiener. Rub your cock all over my plump little pussy lips. Make me leak like a dirty little whore.
Her eyes are focused entirely on your dick now, her jaw hanging loose, the cute tomboy almost salivating as she watches your hardness rub across her most private areas.
I want it so bad, mister.
Furrowing her brow as she pushes her hips more aggressively. For a few seconds she grinds away at you, her childish voice whimpering like a pent-up bitch in heat.
Only my real daddy is supposed to fuck me, though, she whines, sounding for a moment like the impatient child that she is, desperate for something she knows she shouldn't have. You can't go in, but you can still come on me, right? Yeah?
All hesitation leaves the little girl's voice. She realizes the loophole in her daddy's rules, her pussy glistening with renewed wetness at the idea of being creamed on, the horny preteen rubbing her clit faster and harder as she begins rambling.
Oh yeah, Daddy, that's what I want. Come for me. Come all over my kitty. Please, I wanna see it. Shoot that hot load all over my 8-year-old pussy. Make a big sticky mess on my smooth preteen slit. You can spurt some on my pink little swimsuit too. I don't care.
As she says this, her other hand relaxes slightly, the crotch on her one piece sliding partially back into place, so that your dick is now sandwiched between the warm flesh of a child's pussy and the silky smooth fabric of her girly swimsuit.
That's it. Come for me. Oh, fuck, Daddy. Make a mess all over my pussy. That's it. That's it. Come for me, Daddy. Come for your sexy little baby slut.
As you begin to climax, her eyes go wide. The hand on her clit speeds up, the slutty girl rubbing herself in small, frantic circles. Her hips quiver in delight, and she starts humping your dick hard, trying to get as much of your semen on her and in her as possible. Nestling her hole right up against your tip, she ensures that a few spurts go up into her tight pink folds, warming her already wet insides. The sensation of your cum inside her is too much for the naughty tomboy to bear. With a gasp, she begins to come as well, moaning almost too loudly as her hips shake wildly with pleasure. The erratic movements rub your dick all around her pussy, sending subsequent spurts of semen cascading across the crotch of her pink swimsuit and even up to her flat tummy. When finally you finish spurting, the little girl is in front of you. She's a lewd mess. The space between her legs is glistening with wetness, your fresh seed dripping from her puffy cunny and mixing with her own girly juices. Little rivers of the two mingling as they run down her athletic thighs. More noticeable, though, are the pearl-white globs of semen splattered across the crotch of her girly one-piece, the milky white adult cum providing a stark contrast to the childish pink elastic that barely covers her prepubescent form.
Oh, wow, mister. You really were pent up, huh?
She asks, finally letting go of her swimsuit, letting the tiny triangle of fabric shift back into place over her pussy.